Harper Audio presents Integrity, written and read by Henry Cloud, copyright 2006 by Henry Cloud. Production and abridgment, copyright 2006, HarperCollins Publishers. You have heard all your life that character counts. You've desired integrity in yourself and in the people with whom you work. You have felt its effects, suffered when it hasn't been present, and benefited when it has. You know that it is real. But often, we don't connect the dots with how integrity of character really works day to day, and how it affects our real results in the areas of life which matter to us most. We don't think that the way to more profits is a shift in our own character makeup. Or if we do, we often don't know where to begin. Nor do we know sometimes how to make the personal shifts that will make our relationships more fruitful. In this book, we will look at six areas of character that will do exactly that. They will bring you results that you've not been able to obtain. They will solve the persistent problems that seem to have turned into patterns over the years and have appeared to have no answer. Together, these character traits will enable your talents and abilities to bring you the results that you know you should be getting, but sometimes haven't. You will learn about the kind of character that, 1, creates and maintains trust, 2, is able to see and face reality, 3, works in a way that brings results, 4, embraces negative realities and solves them, 5, causes growth and increase, and 6, achieves transcendence and meaning in life. You will see how these character traits supersede gifts, talents, and ability, and how the ones who have them succeed and the ones who don't ultimately fail. And the fun part will be finding out that all of us can grow in all of these areas and that the journey itself is of great value. So, join me in that journey as we look at how integrity is the courage to meet the demands of reality. My friend, being the obsessive mother that she is, asked me for a favor. She and her husband have two boys who at the time were 19 and 21 and at that point in life where they were staring adulthood right in the face. I think she wanted to make sure that it was not they who blinked, so she asked me to perform that kind of end-around move whereby you parent your kids secretly through someone else without their knowing what hit them. We were having dinner one night when she said, "Would you take the boys out for lunch and talk to them about success? They've been asking a lot of questions about how some people become so successful and how they make it big. I thought you could help give them some guidance while they were in the asking mode." I said, "Probably not. That's really not my field, success. I don't know much about it, so I really wouldn't even know what to say. Why don't you call Zig Ziglar?" I was thinking about all that literature with principles of success, how to make it big, how to reach the top, all of that stuff, and that was just not an area where I spent a lot of time. So I politely declined, hoping a little humor would get her off this track. "Oh, come on," she protested. "They're 20 years old. You know enough to give them some things to think about. You've done a lot of things and worked with a lot of successful people. How hard can this be? Just take them out and tell them something. It doesn't have to be that perfect. Just give them some things to think about. Push them a little in the right direction." Feeling that I had been a little dismissive of the idea, I relented. "Okay, I'll take them out and tell them something." "Great. What will you tell them?" she immediately asked. "I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I'll come up with something." "Yeah, but what do you think that'll be?" "I don't know," I repeated. "I'll think about it and give them something that'll at least get them thinking." "Yeah, but when you do think about it, what do you think it'll be?" I could see that this was a mother on a mission, and I was not getting off the hook. So I thought for a moment about some really successful people that I know or have worked with, and off the top of my head, just gave her an instant formulation for becoming a successful person or leader while trying to remain true to my area of expertise because she was trying to morph me into a motivational speaker. "Okay, here's what I would tell them," I said. "People who become leaders or really successful tend to have three qualities. 1, they have some set of competencies. In other words, they know their field, their industry, their discipline, or whatever. If you're Bill Gates, it helps to know something about the computer industry. If you're going to be a leading surgeon, you have to know what you're doing. In other words, you can only fake it for so long, boys, so get yourself in the library or wherever and master your craft. Get good at what you do. A CEO has mastered a set of competencies in the same way. You just have to get good at what you do, period. There are no shortcuts.